The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Production of North Pole Radio News and Kringle Radio. My name is L. Frank Murr, and I'm here in the studios of SantaUpdate.com on a snowy November day where all the world at the North Pole seems to be talking about are the reindeer who have not yet returned for the 2020 Christmas season. Earlier last week, we had on Kringle Radio a news report done by myself and Elf Crash Murphy that has caused something of a sensation. From around the world, notes and emails have poured into the North Pole Post Office since, and even here at the North Pole, Kringle Radio has been flooded with questions and comments about Santa's reindeer. All of this has caused us to realize that maybe we should spend some time here on North Pole Podcast to expand on the topic of the reindeer a little bit, and here to share in those duties is the man who seems to know more about them than most, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, are you surprised at the response we're getting about this?
Oh, maybe a little bit, Frank. Children love the reindeer, and they're always asking about them, but I'm a little bit surprised at how many adults we've heard from in the, past 2 or 3 weeks, and especially the past 24 hours or so. They seem to be pretty interested these days, too.
Crash, Santa's been very clear with us about not worrying about the reindeer. Elf Ernest and others have written about the reindeer being late and why that really isn't important, and yet people are really concerned. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because it's been a pretty hard year for people all over the world. The situation with the virus is pretty upsetting. It's affected a lot of things, school, work, and business. You can even see it in stores. And I think people are worried that they're going to see problems with Christmas, and nobody wants that.
Do you think the virus has affected the reindeer in some way?
No, we asked about that right away. Santa has, as you have reported on the news, Frank, traveled to the reindeer ranches all over the world in the past month or so. He hasn't said anything is wrong, and he's told us time and time again the reindeer will be here, and that the virus isn't something that impacts them. I don't know why people are so anxious about this.
Do you think, Crash, that people really understand Santa's reindeer and the role that they play in Christmas?
Well, we talk about them a lot. We try to tell their story.
You know, after our news report came out the other day, I was really, really surprised that it got any notice at all, Crash. I mean, it's not even Thanksgiving. The real news of Christmas is just beginning. I can't believe that we're talking about the reindeer right now, to be honest. They don't come on the stage, really, until Christmas Eve, right?
Well, not exactly, Frank. I think this is one of the things people do not understand.
What do you mean, Crash?
Well, think about it. What is Santa without his reindeer?
I don't know, Crash. I guess he'd be a lot slower.
Oh, it's so much more than that, Frank. The very magic of Santa is carried by the reindeer. Think about it. That sleigh doesn't fly with sled dogs, Frank. It doesn't have jet engines. It's powered by reindeer, Frank.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, you know that, but do you understand it? Do you realize that you and I are some of the luckiest people in all the world because we've seen Santa's reindeer? We have seen them fly, and most people haven't, Frank.
Well, yes, I understand that, Crash, but people know that even if they haven't seen it, I mean, they wake up on Christmas morning and Santa's been there, isn't that enough?
Of course it's enough, Frank. For billions of people it is enough. But what if the reindeer are late, Frank? What if they don't show up to the North Pole? Then what, Frank?
Then I guess they would worry that Santa won't come.
Well, that's right. I think that's where we're at, Frank. I don't think it is because people don't believe. They do believe, but they're worried. They're worried that the reindeer not being back is just another big problem of 2020, and that could mean Santa won't be there this Christmas.
Okay, so how can we help them? What can we tell them in this podcast episode about the reindeer that would help them to, set these worries aside?
Well, I don't know, Frank. What do you have in your mailbag? I mean, if you're 10 years old and living in, say Iowa in the United States, what would be your question right now?
Well, Crash, I already looked at the mail for questions about reindeer in preparation for this episode, and I have lots here that maybe we can answer.
Okay, let's start with that and see where the conversation takes us.
All right, here's a question from Paul in the UK. He wants to know which is your favorite reindeer.
Well, holy mother Rudolph, Frank, I can't answer that. I love them all. Reindeer are just great elves.
You know, I've heard Santa call them elves before too, Crash. How is a reindeer an elf?
Well, they volunteer to work for Santa. They give up their time and their talents for the good of people around the world. They are one with Santa's mission.
The last time we talked about this, you called them, or I think even Santa called them, partners. Does that make them different from regular elves?
Well, I don't think we want to set them apart. I mean, they're special. They can do things that you and I cannot do as elves. But they're part of something bigger, as all of us are as elves, that Santa's trying to accomplish, Frank, and they do their part really well. Can you imagine how horrible things would be if we had, you know, elves pulling Santa's sleigh?
I don't know, Crash. I think you look pretty good wearing all those bells.
Well, I don't think we want to set them apart. I mean, they're special. They can do things that you and I cannot do as elves. But they're part of something bigger, as all of us are as elves, that Santa's trying to accomplish, Frank, and they do their part really well. Can you imagine how horrible things would be if we had, you know, elves pulling Santa's sleigh?
Melody in Atlanta, Georgia writes in to ask how Santa and the reindeer got this all put together. I think we talked about this a little before.
We did in our last episode, Frank. I think Melody should go back and listen to that, but honestly, the story of the reindeer is a story of a miracle that keeps happening, Frank, year after year.
Crash, little 5-year-old Jackson of Bakersfield, California writes in to know how you know the reindeer so well.
Jackson sounds like a smart little guy, Frank, because he's right. Each of the reindeer that I know have unique personalities, and like I said, I love them all. But I get to work in my job pretty close not only with the reindeer on Santa's sleigh, but also the many reindeer assigned to my own sleigh.
Do you have a team of reindeer specifically assigned to your sleigh?
Oh, I do. Elf Victor and Santa personally select the reindeer who power my sleigh, Frank. They are among some of the best reindeer available. My sleigh can't keep up with Santa's sleigh, but it's pretty fast, so many of the reindeer on our team, you know, for the new sleigh, as many call it, have to be specially trained and outfitted to fly with it.
Can you tell us about some of the reindeer who fly you around the world?
Well, some may already know the story of Thor, who many years ago now became pretty famous at the reindeer games as a rookie reindeer. Just 2 years old, and he won those games, Frank. His name is up there with Blitzen, a big, powerful reindeer with great abilities, Frank.
Well, what's Thor like, Crash?
He's a little goofy, Frank. He's the only reindeer I know who eats cooked rice. Most reindeer like rice uncooked, but not Thor. And he won't eat it until we get to India, Frank. The families in India have learned over the years to share their cooked rice with Thor.
I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me that story before?
I don't know, Frank. Maybe because most people are pretty focused on Santa's reindeer, not the reindeer that pull my sleigh. Many still don't understand that there are thousands and thousands of reindeer around the world who work for Santa in the North Pole in some way.
That's true, Crash. Maybe we should tell the story of more of the reindeer.
I don't know, Frank. That's like picking which elves to talk about. There's no way we can talk about them all. Besides, reindeer are shy people, Frank.
Reindeer are shy people?
Well, yeah, they don't like people talking about them or asking about them. They don't like a lot of attention from people. They like attention from other reindeer, but people can make them kind of nervous.
Is this all reindeer who feel this way?
Well, yeah, I think so. I haven't met a reindeer yet who's comfortable being famous. Vixen, for example, is particularly shy. Oh, she's a sweet little reindeer, Frank. Small, but really fast. Very athletic. Big, big heart. But if she heard me saying any of this, she would be very upset, Frank.
That's really interesting, Crash. I've heard you say things before unique to different reindeer, like Cupid and what a jokester he is, or Blitzen and how smart he is.
Well, yeah, they're all unique personalities, but they don't want to be famous, Frank. They just want to make people happy and to please Santa.
Crash, we have a lot of questions here about specific roles these reindeer seem to have. Rudolph, for example, is kind of like the leadoff hitter for the team. Donner is the leader, many think. Blitzer is an anchor. In fact, there's a rumor going around that all of these reindeers whose names we know are not actually names at all, but they're actually titles. And then Santa just rotates different reindeer into the team to take on these titles. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all, Frank. I don't know where someone gets such an idea. I can tell you that Donner, for example, was named after someone in his family who was named Donner. Most of Santa's reindeer are named by Santa. Those names are important. If there's one thing every reindeer's thrilled to hear, it's their own name when Santa's talking to them. They love to know that Santa knows their name.
So there's no truth to these names being titles?
None. Totally false, Frank.
Somehow that's getting around a lot, Crash. I think a lot of people think that. But if the names are not titles, does Santa have specific roles for the reindeer?
Not by title, Frank. I think it's fair to say that Donner and Blitzen are anchors of Santa's sleigh and that Santa depends on them for various things. But each reindeer can serve anywhere on that team. They're all highly trained, Frank. They're the very best in the world. Santa works closely with them.
What about Rudolph, the most famous reindeer of all?
Yeah, he is the most famous reindeer of all, Frank, no doubt about that. And I suppose there's good reason for it. Rudolph had some special abilities and talents, but the song and the books and the TV shows are just that. They're stories, Frank. Those details aren't all true, and there's a lot more to Rudolph than people know.
Like what?
Well, Rudolph listens to music when he flies, Frank. Not a lot of people know that. Long, long ago, before headphones and iPods and stuff like that were invented, Santa had what was then new technology implanted in Rudolph's left ear, and it allows him to listen to special music when he flies.
Really? What kind of music?
Christmas music, of course, but it's classical Christmas music, mostly, Frank. It's specially selected music that can match the bells used on the sleigh. The music and the bells work together to help Rudolph fly. Not every reindeer can fly, Frank, and Rudolph was one of those who, when he was young, really had to work hard to learn to fly. The music kind of helps him to do that.
Wow, this is really good information, Crash. Do you think knowing this will cause people to worry more that the reindeer aren't coming back?
That's a good question, Frank, but I also believe people should know some of this stuff because, well, it might help them understand Santa and the reindeer and the sleigh and Christmas and the North Pole and the elves and everything better.
Crash, thanks for your insights. We have a lot more we can cover on this topic and others that people are writing in about. Do you think we have time to do another episode of the North Pole podcast before Thanksgiving this year?
Well, I sure hope so, Frank. I really believe that 2020 is the kind of year where we need to do more talking, not less. So I hope there's lots of breaking news to share soon, that there are a lot more questions and many more podcasts to come.
I agree, Crash, and I look forward to more of it. Thanks for joining us here on the North Pole Podcast, and keep your browser tuned right here to SantaUpdate.com and the radio stations of the Kringle Radio Network for more on Santa, Christmas, his elves, and life at the North Pole. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.